This is Bird Note. Several years ago, author Nick Belardes was walking at a park near his home in San Luis Obispo, California.
When I saw this guy, he seemed in tune with birds. He was listening, doing his thing. So I interrupted his moment. I kind of wanted what he had. This hidden knowledge, this open-minded love of nature, of what can surround you. So I asked, "Hey man, what's the coolest bird around here right now?" And he had an immediate answer. And he said, "Vermilion flycatcher, it's a jewel."
He Googled for the bird and found a place where there had been several recent sightings and went there with his wife the next day. But the weather wasn't cooperating.
It's rainy and misty, bordering on miserable. I'm just thinking, this is the worst moment to try and find a needle in a haystack. I was about to give up when my wife spots something flutter out of some reeds. I mean, this thing is a glorious ruby. It's a shining jewel of plumage and attitude. This bird is a show-off.
Now, Nick goes birding almost every day. But he remembers that first vermilion flycatcher as a turning point.
I still feel the fire from that little encounter and the electrifying flames of that ruby plumage, and still feel what they seared into me.
For Bird Note, I'm Mark Bramhill.
Join Bird Note for a special bird-friendly coffee event and learn how your morning cup of coffee can help birds thrive. We're teaming up with Chesapeake Coffee Roasters and a panel of experts on Friday, July 19th to talk all about bird-friendly coffee and ways we can help support conservation efforts through our coffee choices. Visit birdnote.org to register for this free event today.